moments here. You tell us your name, first of all, and what you do on the ship, and how long you've been on the ship, firstly.
So my name is Jean-Jacques Junier. I come from Switzerland, French-speaking, and I'm now 10 months on the ship as the ship electrician.
Now, would you like to tell us in your own brief way how you come to know the Lord as Savior?
I was born in a Christian family. We say that my parents were true Christians, and already as a child I was going to the Sunday school, and particularly in the community where we was going, they was asking children to make a commitment also in a practical way by signing a promise, and I do not wanted to do it, but I have realized that it was not true for me at this moment when I was 7.5 years old. But my mother has spoken to me on this time, and I can remember that after I was really conscious what I have seen when I have seen this promise. And I can say that it's from this time on that I know the Lord.
Now, as we asked Ari, how did you come to get involved with the Logos?
I was in Europe serving already with another group for a time in evangelization, a group who was in contact with Operation Mobilization, and through them I have had contact with OM, and I was then 1 year in France in a team who was trying to build a new church, and a little later, not knowing what I wanted to do exactly, possibly go back to France, or then was just the time to have purchased a second ship, what is known as the Doulos, and they was looking for people helping on this ship, and as an electro engineer, they have asked me, we have speak together, and we have seen that it was a possibility for me to help them. So I went to the Doulos, I was there for 9 months, and then they have asked me to come here to take over as chief electrician
on ship. Now, as chief electrician, as we said, the RE2 with him and his spirit service, are you kept constantly at work with the various problems of electrical wiring or whatever has got to be done, servicing and so on?
It's a lot of job. We are 2 electricians actually. Sometimes we were 3. We have enough to keep us busy all the time that we have to be here. And also, one of us have to be on board when it is an emergency all the time.
What sort of power do you generate? You've got your own power source. Now, what does that come from? Like a diesel generating set? Or
we have on board 3 diesel generating sets. And normally 2 working during the day.
Yes.
To make us to have enough elasticity in the supply. And it is delivering 220 volts direct current. Therefore, different things we need. So alternative current, AC. We have some converter, but very, very small supply. And they give us, and give Harry, a lot of trouble.
I can see him laughing. The thing that's impressed me and others is that coming in contact with fellow Christians in the work of OM is the reality of Christian living. We tend to go to church, we tend to read the Bible, we tend to just go from day to day without any real living experience. And it's all because we just drift. Well, Logos has brought this to us. We've seen Christianity at work. We've seen them a living miracle, and if you like to say, the Acts of the Apostles coming alive again with the outreach. So we pray that God's richest blessing be on you both and all who sail on the ship.